don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I am your host. I am too legit. I'm joined by my dear friend.
Wanna be a baller.
What is it again? B triple B something. B 3 exponent. You change your name every 2 weeks, man. It's hard to keep up with it.
I have to.
He does, man. I'm still trying to figure out what the B3 exponent square
from.
I need a name that's not going to get trademarked.
True. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. LeVar Ball stole your stuff.
I know, man.
Nothing I can do about it. And on the boards, as always, the man who comes up with all the topics for the show, Rock. Got to listen to this again.
Yep.
Glorious.
No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious.
It is. All right, like what else we got? We got top fives?
Yes, we got top five.
We done with Big Shot and his.
Yeah,
everybody's
gone.
I'm waiting. I can't wait till the end of the season to look.
Everybody's
at the
a Hall of Famer except for Kent Bazemore.
Because he ain't averaging 13.
He did. He averaged 13.
He averaged 11.
No, he averaged 13 with the Lakers.
He averaged more before he got paid. Now that he got paid, he averaged less.
You do realize that's one shot. One bucket. One bucket is the difference
one bucket
between bump and $100 million.
One bucket is tough to get
for 18. I can see the Hall of Fame committee like, you know what, Ken, you can't get in. Why? Because you're 2 points short.
You're two points short.
You were average 13.3 instead of 11.6.
You were at 12.7. You were that close to getting the Hall
of
Fame.
Sorry, man. Can't do it.
All right. We do have a top five real fast. Who are your top five tight ends heading into this season?
All right. You want
me
to kick it off?
Number five, yeah.
All right.
Go around the table.
Okay. Well, if we're going to go around the table.
No, you go.
All right, yeah.
I only got three, man.
All right. That's fine. All right. Number five for me, he's a very underrated tight end. But he always produces every year. Delanie Walker.
Oh,
old school.
Yeah.
I like Walker.
Okay.
A little shout out too, because he was my fantasy tight end last year, so it felt real good.
Right.
He was a receiver playing with Titans last year, pretty much.
Plus, when they run the ball so much, he you got to take into the blocking account.
Oh yeah, he's a great blocker.
Where did he sign? He's
still a Titan. He's still a Titan.
I thought he would left.
No, he is still a Titan.
He's old, but he's a Titan.
Yeah. I know. I feel like he's like 40.
I got Jimmy Graham at number five.
Okay.
Played a full season last year. Hopefully he regains a little more confidence.
I didn't even realize he played a full season.
And,
yeah, he had a good
and maybe get close to being what he
I know
like
he had
in
like
New
one
Orleans.
Really good game, but
he played a full season for them. He
the
has
problem
a
is they don't get the ball enough in Seattle.
Yeah.
All right.
They've got that dangerous wide receiving core.
Doug Baldwin is
Doug
all
Baldwin's
that,
a
man.
Baller.
Doug Baldwin and Doug Ball.
Doug Baldwin, Doug Baldwin.
Oh wait, they got that Locklear kid or Lockett.
He always broke his leg every.
And they got
years.
That receiver that shows up one time a year, one game a year.
Colorado, Paul Richardson,
something like that.
Yeah, the Richardson kid's like, I got one game,
the MVP playoffs. In the Super Bowl.
I get one game. I get like 150 and two touchdowns. That's it.
All right. So my number five is I'm gonna go Cameron Brate in Tampa.
That's a good one.
I liked him here stuff last year, but he was solid with Winston.
I'll go Tyler Eifert.
Oh, good one.
In Cincinnati.
See, I just couldn't do it because he didn't play enough last year.
Yeah, he fell off of my top five.
I'm going into this hurt. Season.
That's fine. I mean,
if I was going in last year, then it might be different.
Yeah.
I understand.
All right.
I'm going to go Martellus Bennett.
Oh, good one.
Now, see, now Green every Bay. Time I mention Martellus Bennett, he gives me and tells me how much he sucks.
He does suck.
Hey, don't.
Dude, he was in New England. He sucked, man. Come on. And you didn't have Gronk.
He was a man.
He's still getting checks.
All right.
No, he's getting paid.
Mark. Number four for me.
His brother's better.
Well, yeah.
A lot better.
Number four for me is a guy who always has had a crappy quarterback.
You tell me Greg Olsen.
No. Oh! No, he does have a crappy quarterback. It's okay. C.J. Fedorowicz out of Houston.
You put C.J. Fedorowicz?
Yes, I did.
Five? Going into the season?
Good, well, think about it. All Brock Osweiler ever did was throw to him. Tom Savage is basically a rookie. It's his first time he's really going to start. Who's he going to throw to? Tight end. And if Deshaun Watson plays, Deshaun Watson used to play him with Jordan Leggett in Clemson. A big tall wide or a big tall tight end.
You just name drop. That's all you were trying to do. Just name drop.
Name drop a guy who I'm. What? Because he's got the same last name as me.
Yes, that's the only reason you want to say that is because he's got the same last name as you.
Okay, cool. Shout out Jordan Leggett. What up? but no, I mean, I just think that because of the situation he's in, they're gonna throw him the ball a lot. I mean, you know Fuller and Hopkins are going to end up dropping the ball 90% of the time, so they're going to have to throw it to somebody.
Yeah.
True. I still couldn't reach him with the ball. That's what probably what
that was last
year. Yeah. Braxton Miller.
Hopkins did everything.
How do you miss? I like Braxton Miller.
Watch Braxton Miller.
I kill it with him on Madden 17.
Watch Braxton
good.
This year.
Did you put him at quarterback, too?
Yes, you could. He did have an out-of-position player on the Ultimate Team.
I like Jason Witten as number four.
Oh, yeah, you put Dak up there.
Dak Prescott. Threw to him all the time last year. Not much is going to change. He's still going to be looking to throw to Jason Witten.
Watch Rico Gathers.
And so, I hear all every year a new rookie or someone young supposed to be coming in to help Jason Witten out. And all I see at the end of the season, Jason Witten 900 receptions, damn near 1,000 yards.
Rico was on the practice squad last year. He's 6'7", 250, and he's a basketball player.
There's been a dude in Carolina who's been there for like 4 years and keeps saying he's going to pass Greg Olsen, and he'll Carolina never even sucks. Make the team. So, what are you talking about? What?
Sorry, my number four is I'm going to go with Jordan Reed out of Washington. I mean, he's great when he's healthy.
Okay.
No concussion, he's good.
Number four.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the only wide receiver they have in Kansas City, Travis Kelce. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'll go with him just because that's the only person New Orleans can get the ball to.
5-10 yard slant.
5-10 yards, yep.
Man, I'm going to have to go with Jason Witt, man. Old Faithful.
Cowboy.
Faithful.
I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, he's
you keep reliable. Thinking he's done. And he no, keeps
every
playing,
year.
Man.
Keeps playing. He keeps showing up.
All right, number three for me is Greg Olsen. He's the consummate, like, matter of – consistency. I mean, it won't surprise. Actually, I will say this. If he has another 1,000 yards, the Panthers are going to suck this year. Because if that's the only guy they can throw it to again, I'm sorry. It ain't going to be a good season.
I'm going to agree with you. Greg Olsen, number three. He catches everything. He doesn't miss games. He's missed only two games his whole career.
The only thing I have with Greg is I feel like his touchdowns should be up more than they usually.
And that's why he's only three for me because he isn't the biggest red zone threat.
Well, they don't throw it to him.
That's true.
That is true. But
they never throw it in the red zone. It's the slant.
But he doesn't demand the ball enough in the red zone. Like he should be. I'm 6'6". I'm the biggest target you got. Find me. Find me.
I mean, Cam is not the most accurate quarterback in the red zone.
I'm going to tell you what, when they do that hard play action and Greg Olsen's just standing in the corner, I still worry Cam's going to overthrow him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really too sold on the Cameron Newton accuracy.
Urban Nerd, number three, who you got?
Oh, tough one. I'm going to go Rob Gronkowski. Depends on how you come back from that back injury, in my opinion. That's why I put him at three. That's the only reason why he's at three right now.
His production's going to go down with all those receivers.
He'd be lucky to crack my top 10.
He's just a decoy this year, I think.
Yeah, I don't trust him at all.
He's wrestling too much right now.
Yeah. And he was shoddy at that at best.
Him and Mojo. Yeah.
Mojo Riley.
They won't party too much. By week eight, he'll be hungover so bad.
Yep. I'm going to go Jordan Reed, dude, number three. Jordan Reed, I'm telling you, watch him this year. And, you know, I know there's a lot of rookie wide receivers in Washington, so he's going to really get the ball a lot if he stays healthy. Number three.
My Zach Ertz.
That's a good one.
Zach Ertz. They're going to use him a whole lot.
Security blanket, but Wentz.
Because Eagles, they just underachieve, man.
When in doubt, throw it to the big, tall, white guy.
in the middle.
The guy that works hard.
The guy, he works real hard.
The whole team of Philly works hard, according to that city, right?
That's true. All right, number two for me is Travis Kelce.
Okay.
I think he is the most talented tight end in the league.
If he stays off of TV, he's fun.
He still had a really good season. I think he got hurt. He got hurt a little bit last year.
He got ejected.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. I see he's got attitude. He can dance a little bit.
A lot.
How long before he gets suspended from the league for a dance that he does?
No, because they just
they took the fun.
They took a little bit of fun.
They added the fun back in the end.
There's going to be a point somebody's going to go over that limit.
I'll be the first one?
Yeah, I think Kelce's going to be the first one because he's a hard worker.
But you're right. You're talking about when you said he's really the only consistent receiver they got.
And they let go of Macklin.
I just think he's going to have an even bigger year.
All right.
I got Jordan Reed. He would be number one if the brother could stay healthy. But that brother can't stay healthy, man. It's a concussion. He won concussion from career being over.
Exactly.
But he has all the talent. He runs wide receiver speeds. Mm-hmm. He runs great routes for a tight end. And he's a dangerous red zone target.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about concussions ever again after last year. Because Luke had two. Woo! Stay away from those.
All right. My number two going this year, I'm going to Greg Olsen. Simple fact. Cam got a lot more weapons this year than throw to.
Yep.
And I'm taking away anything from him, but he got a ton more weapons with Samuel and McCaffrey.
Rookies that we have no idea what they're going to do yet.
Yep. I've got Gronk number two, and he is the second best person to have in the red zone beside Julio Jones.
So definitely.
You disagree with that still?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, when Gronk is healthy, Julio. Gronk is the best red zone option ever.
Julio,
you can blanket him. You can take him away. Gronk, you throw him in the middle field. You can put five defenders around him. Ask Denver in the AFC Championship game.
I can ask Luke Kuechly. He did it. I mean, he took the flag. You remember?
That was funny.
Yeah, he did take
it. All right. I mean, I'm just saying. It can be done.
It can.
All
right.
My number two is, just like my man just said, it's Gronkowski. If you even put him on the field injured, he's still going to attract some type of attention. And those are cheap touchdowns from Tom Brady. Just look.
They're not even fair.
Gronkowski's got out there with a corner. He's out there with a safety. He's out there with a linebacker. Oh, my God. Just throw him the ball. There's five guys out there. Throw him the ball.
Yeah. Brady gets it. You know, even when he's hurt, he still gets like 10 touchdowns.
Number one for me is Jordan Reed.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins, he's got a connection with that dude. You're right. The health is the only concern. That dude is a wide receiver who can be physical. I wish he'd be a little less physical, maybe take some of the hits off. He needs to talk to Greg Olsen and learn how to catch the ball and just fall down.
Yeah.
Because that's what Greg Olsen does. And that's why Greg Olsen don't miss no games, because he don't get no rack.
He roll over.
Yep. That's it. I just think he's the fastest and most.
That's because he's a hard worker.
Well, he's black. He can't be. He's not.
He's a natural.
No, I'm talking about Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen is hard worker. Greg Olsen is the epitome of hard worker because he's not really fast. He's just kind of big. He's light on his feet. He got good hands, and that's about it.
Number one for me, Antonio Gates. Nah, I love Antonio Gates. He is probably one of my top five of all time, but not going into the season.
He's top five.
I was waiting for you to go for the Browns tight end.
Oh, Gary Barnage?
He doesn't play for the Browns anymore.
He doesn't?
Speaking of which, we're going to get him on the show next week.
Oh, that's awesome. But no, number one for me is Travis Kelce. They play in the toughest division in the National Football League, and he still produces, and he has no wide receiver help. Quarterback with a garbage arm.
And
dude goes out there, he puts up numbers with nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Y'all really killing Alex Smith here.
Come on now.
What's wrong with Noodle Arm?
His name is Alex Smith.
No, I will not call him that. He's Noodle Arm.
He's Chad Pennington.
Didn't he get San Fran to a Super Bowl?
No.
No, that was Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
Ed Smith.
Yeah, that wasn't him.
He was on the bench.
he was watching Colin Kaepernick.
So he supported them.
Yeah. Right. He was a good teammate.
He's a real hard worker. Get the rest of the team better.
Mine as well as will be Travis Kelce. I feel this year he's going to his prime. I don't think you got Tyreek Hill there, and he's going to be either long shot or.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Number one for me is Greg Olsen, man. Come on. I mean, listen, three straight 1,000-yard seasons. Make it four because you got two rookies. You don't know what you'll get. Then you got Kelvin Benjamin. I'm sorry, not Kelvin Benjamin. Fat Benjamin. 350 pounds.
Stop. He's back in shape.
At what?
At the Waffle 260.
House? At the Waffle House?
He's down to 260.
Go ahead, man. But go ahead, man.
I can't. No, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be me. I'm just saying. They got Benjamin. He's out of shape.
You can talk about whatever. You can say he can drop the ball. He don't run great routes.
Well, he doesn't. I wasn't finished. He doesn't run great routes. You got Funches that is on the outside, too. Who knows what he's going to do? Olsen is your key. I mean, he's the key to that offense. That's the reason he's number one. Greg Olsen's great.
I got nothing.
I heard somebody say Kelvin Benjamin looked like pregnant.
He did. He was horrible.
No, he's not on Eddie Lacy level. He's
smaller now.
Eddie Lacy got a weight clause in his contract.
We might have to get one for Benjamin. I'm just saying.
Watch his blade.
I'm not allowed to say anything because I'm a Florida State fan, so I can't.
Oh, I forgot.
I can't say anything. You know what? I will say this. From Florida State, other than the one catch where he caught the ball for the national championship, I don't remember him at Florida State at all. At all.
No, he was the other guy.
And he is no longer at Florida State, so you can kill him to your heart's content.
Now he's on my Panthers.
You know what? I like that, man. Stick with your team all the way through.
I love my team, but if y'all underperforming.
I promise you, the minute the Panthers start going downhill, I'm a Vikings fan because I'm going with Dalvin Cook and I'm going to root for the Bucks. Because that's what sucks for me is I love the Panthers, but the Bucks are my second favorite team because they got Jameis, and I'm like, I love Jameis Winston.
Well, you can always jump on the bandwagon.
Oh, I will. I'm getting one of them old school.
You can be like Drake. Orange. You can have your hometown team and any other team that's winning at the time.
That's true.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
All right, well, that's our top five for this week.
Actually, he didn't give his number one tight end.
Man, my number one, I'm going to go with the hard worker. Greg Olsen.
All right.
I got to. Because everybody knows he's getting the ball.
I will say this about these lists. I had two people that weren't on anybody else's. You had one with Zach Ertz, and then y'all had the same exact one. Well, you had Jason Witten.
No, I was different. Mine was different.
I had Kevin Brake.
Yeah.
And I had my man out of Seattle.
Jimmy Graham. He fell off, though.
We all had Greg Olsen. But no, he's not at
number one.
Yeah, Olsen, saying. Kelsey, yeah.
But, you know, the tight end selection in the NFL
is CJ Fedorowicz, man.
That was a call there. All right, so before we finish, who is the one tight end this year that is going to be a sleeper that's not in the top 10?
Oh, that's easy. The kid, O.J. Howard.
O.J. Howard.
Because if Cameron Brait ain't healthy, guess who getting them reps?
Yep. O.J. Howard.
Or Austin Seferian Jenkins, who's with the Jets now.
Who's throwing him the football?
But that's the thing. I mean, what is the key? If you're a bad quarterback, you throw it to the tight end.
He might be the quarterback.
He ain't a hard worker, though.
Y'all have a name?
I got a guy for the Giants, Evan Engram.
He's like Rebound. I was getting ready to say.
Evan Engram is.
Watch him.
Ole Miss is amazing.
What about Eric Ebron?
No.
If he can stay healthy.
I'm not sold
on him. I'm only saying that because literally while we were doing the show, he did a Raider interview and he said he's very thrilled with his position on the team.
Last year he was very good because I have him in my fantasy as a backup. He did very good all season. He got hurt. Week 14, 13, somewhere around.
Yeah.
He was good until then.
It's either Rudolph or Julius Thomas.
Oh, Thomas in Miami.
Though. No, Julius Thomas is a joke, bro. He sucks.
Look for a bounce back here.
Say it like you mean it.
Ooh. He sucks. He's garbage.
Look at him bet again.
Julius Thomas of the – where did he play? The Dolphins now? The Dolphins. You suck. You probably won't catch 30 passes this year.
We know who had you on their fantasy football team last year.
No, I knew he was going to suck then, too. Peyton Manning has made a lot of tight ends look a lot better than that. Jacob Tammy, he ain't that great.
Dallas Clark,
sorry. You may end up being a Hall of Famer, but you ain't that great.
He's talking with the Colts. He's not leaving Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
Julius Thomas is garbage.
Are you passionate about that one?
You know what? I feel the same way. I feel the same way about that contract Drew Holiday got.
Why also, you got paid also more? Drew Holiday's contract? You are garbage. 13 points a game's a Hall of Famer. All right, that is going to do it this week for what? What's up? Are we not done?
I mean,
you don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera. And I'm going to see it again. I'm going to say you don't want to make an enemy out of me.
That's right.
All right. I had to add that real fast.
All right. We're not doing the home run, people. We're running so late.
I'm missing the home run. We got
to
get
Yeah, up. All right. That is going to do it this week for the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition. Give me a minute because it's going to take me a while to say everybody's name. As always, I am Too Legit, joined by B3, Exponent, Rock, Urban Nerd. Thanks for joining me. And Smoochie.
That's it. You got it.
My man. Appreciate it. Smoochie in the house. All right. Good day.
See you later.